We learned this week that France is gonna France. Where's that somewhat oversold and frankly debatably tasteful Gaelic outrage chorus we recorded a while back on a slow afternoon?
No, vraiment.
We learned this via the altogether and tacky wretched honey trap scandal, which has been delighting the UK's commentariat this last week or so. Flirtatious WhatsApp messages were sent to at least a dozen prominent male members of the UK's political class, several of whom replied in a fashion which suggested they had somehow persuaded themselves that this was neither prank nor blackmail, and that their diligent labours on the minutiae of fisheries reform, or whatever, had somehow inflamed the ardour of a comely stranger, possibly called Svetlana or Natasha. We learned, however, from a documentary coincidentally broadcast on French television, which is the kind of thing we watch as we are sophisticated like that, that similar outreach is never made to French intelligence operatives or public officials because there is no point.
Ooh, I can't wait to see where this goes.
Okay. Tell me
Let's
more.
Let's see where this goes.
We learned from the documentary that the spouses and employers of French secret agents already know or at least assume that they are insouciantly conforming to every stereotype of French lubriciousness which has ever served as a sneering, if somewhat jealous, motif in a British sitcom, rendering French spooks effectively unblackmailable. And as if that was not indeed enough to stir any French citizen to give their accordion a patriotic squeeze, we learned or were reminded by details of an upcoming auction that pretty much the same cheery shamelessness applies to French presidents. We learned that next month, the grey Piaggio three-wheeled scooter upon which then-President François Hollande escaped the Élysée Palace for trysts with his then-mistress, now-wife, is going under the hammer, not literally, that would be ridiculous, with bids starting at €10,000. We learned from reading the auctioneer's copy, possibly written after an absolutely outstanding lunch, that they are literally pitching this runabout as the 21st century equivalent of the steeds of Napoleon and de Gaulle, and as some kind of metaphor for something or other, as will now be read to an appropriate accompaniment of silly French music by Monocle's overt Frenchness desk chief, Laura Kramer.
Francis Hollande's scooter enters the category of legendary vehicles as it tells the story to French women and men of a man like any other and of a nation torn between its desire for power and the realization of its decline.
Righto, but sticking with the theme of European nations realizing their decline, we learned that the review copies were in of the new book by...
No, don't. No,
no, no,
no,
no, don't, don't.
No,
really.
Please, seriously, don't. Please,
no,
don't.
They talked about ferrets so much that I was not even able to speak.
Extremely former UK Prime Minister Liz Truss caught there in a clip we are playing out of context for the purposes of inviting mockery and derision. We learned that Truss's book, surely the only prime ministerial memoir to have been longer in the writing than its author was in office, is entitled 10 Years to Save the West, an admittedly snappier title than 7 Weeks to Kill the Queen, Wreck the Economy and Get Bundled Down the Stairs by My Own Party. Much of what we learned from a cursory flip through its pages was what might have been expected, i.e. that nothing was her fault, everything was everybody else's, and that her leadership of the United Kingdom to the sunlit uplands had been maliciously thwarted by those deep state guys, eager as they always are to bring down such dogged, dangerous, anti-establishment renegades as Conservative MPs, foreign secretaries and prime ministers.
Even though I've been a cabinet minister for a long period of time, I've been prime minister,
I don't consider myself part of the establishment.
Which is something like Paul McCartney claiming he never saw himself as part of the Beatles. But we learned that the lettuce non-outlasting former PM had hitched her star to a new role model, specifically this guy, to whom she compares herself.
How do you react, though, when someone, you know, from your playing staff comes in and says, boss, I think you're doing this wrongly?
Good. Well, I ask him which way he thinks it should be done. We get down to it. And then we talk about it for 20 minutes, and then we decide I was right.
This guy being English footballer Brian Clough, famously sacked as manager of Leeds United after 44 tumultuous days in 1974 before, and you can see here what Truss is inviting us to contemplate, going on to win two European Cups with Nottingham Forest. We learned, or more gleaned really, that she thinks she'll be back, will be proved to have been right all along, and will be played by Michael Sheen future biopic. But we learned that any among the American base of paranoid, hyper-conservative weirdos that Truss has recently been cultivating who attempt to procure her new book from their local library may receive more than for which they had bargained, at least according to the unerringly reliable source of Fox News.
Libraries are no longer safe in Joe Biden's America.
Do please go on.
My once favorite place to immerse myself in Dana's reading list has transformed into rowdy drug and hookup dens.
From which we learned that Fox News presenters read books. Verily, every day is a school day, etc. For Monocle Radio, I'm Andrew Mullett.